You're listening to SBS News.
At a community hall in Adelaide, Esther Simby can be found leading workshops on what it means to have a disability in today's Australia. On the day SBS attended, the assembled group was from the Bhutanese community. Many of the attendees had been exposed to cultural stigmas associated with being disabled, as was Ms. Simby.
When I was growing up, I was made to believe that disability is a curse, disability is embarrassment, that if you have a disability, you are possessed by evil spirit, that your parents might have done something wrong in their previous life and it's karma.
Esther Simby fell ill to polio when she was 4 years old, leaving her with muscle atrophy, scoliosis and debilitating fatigue. She was also left to face a culturally oppressive view of being disabled.
Until I was 20, that's when I realized that I don't have to live like that. So I broke out of that box, broke out of the shell, and started to challenge my own perception of disability and other people's perception of disability. And so I am a living proof that even if you have a disability, you can still live a successful life.
Recently, there has been a greater exposure of people with disability and their situations. Among these, SBS Television's What Do People Really Think About series focused on disability. It was co-hosted by former Paralympian Kurt Fernley.
Disability doesn't mean a negative thing to the people within it. It can be beautiful and supportive and amazing and creative. We are seeing more variation of disability. We are seeing it in more places. I still think we've got a long way to go. Like, I still think there are big gains to be made, but you often forget to celebrate the wins when you are thinking on a huge kind of arc of where you want to go.
One disability movement that has seen a rise in visibility has been the Paralympic Games. This year's event in Tokyo had much greater coverage in Australia and generated more interest than past games. Co-captain of the Australian team, Danny DiToro, has competed in every game since 1996. She says how the games were covered shows a marked improvement in attitudes.
Instead of us being told or the perceptions put onto us, people, I think during Tokyo, really got to see us for who we are. We got to tell our stories in the way that kind of works for us. And I think in particular, Tokyo, those stories were being told also by people with disability. You know, I think that created a really a beautiful way for us to be seen by the general public, but also a way for us to be able to speak to people.
Communicating the right message has been a key concern for advocates. Lisa Cox is the Disability Officer for Media Diversity Australia. She says representation of people with disability has generally been fraught and often overlooks the lived experience of most of the community.
Somewhat frustrating to see us portrayed in very, very narrow stereotypes. So the two extreme ends of the spectrum. We're the Paralympians, which is great. I know some myself, personal friends of mine. They're really, really great people. Nothing wrong with that. If you're not a Paralympian, you're at the other end of the spectrum and you're something to be pitied. There's sort of this really huge in-between section, just normal people going out, living their lives, being parents, taxpayers.
And then there's the challenge of translating the conversation into meaningful outcomes for people with disability, especially around employment. The Disability Royal Commission was told that the labour force participation rate for people with disability is 53%, much lower than for people without disability, who are at above 80%. Graeme Innes is a former National Disability Discrimination Commissioner and has been at the forefront of advocacy for over three decades.
We experience what I describe as the soft bigotry of low expectations. Employers, more directly, recruitment people who are middle managers, are generally risk averse, and they run up against a person with a disability and they make a whole lot of negative and limiting assumptions about us, and we don't get the job. I feel we've been stagnating on this issue for 25 to 30 years. The figures around it haven't changed, and there's been a little bit of change in attitudes, but not a great deal. And there's been a lot of talk about this issue, but the commitment has very much been the exception rather than the rule.
Former Paralympian Kurt Fernley says the value of employing people with disability extends well beyond the workplace.
The owner of any organisation across this country can change the world for a person with a disability should they invite them in as an employee. But that change doesn't stop there. Having that person with a disability in there, that reverberates across all the organisation and changes the person's family and society that they come from as well. So one person creating change for another person has a multiplier effect of dozens.
Laurie Lewira, SBS News.